One British newspaper describes the court as making a relentless attack on British law. What do you say to those who might hear such arguments and be worried by justice dispensed at the European level?
Well, as I've mentioned, I think the European Court is very respectful of the UK authorities, and particularly of the judgments made by UK judges. And as a result, a very high number of applications against the UK, about 97%, are rejected as inadmissible. And the cases which do go forward to judgment, the court has really taken into account a great deal of what the domestic courts have said about the case. I also think that the convention system has to be seen as a system which is not just for one state, which is not just for the UK, but which is for all the Council of Europe. So this is a jurisdiction of about 800 million people. The Council of Europe and the European Court includes many states who are not within the European Union, including Russia and most of the former Soviet Union and Turkey. And I think all states have to sort of play together. If British people expect improvements in human rights and in democracy to be made in Russia and in Turkey and in the other member states of the Council of Europe as a result of the European Court's judgments, then in sort of solidarity, the UK authorities have also got to respect what the European Court says.